Recording locked.
All right, so this is going to be the example on the MIDI editor, and we're going to do like a little 90s techno beat since you had mentioned that you wanted to do some EDM stuff. So why not go to the basics? So, right, normally you're going to have to go to your project settings by pressing Alt Enter.
Project settings type.
Tab over to your.
Oh, cancel button. Save with project dev combo. Save with force project dev. Project media code edit 120.00.
Your
Type text.
BPM, put it to 120. Mine's already on
Time
120.
signature edit 4. Type of text.
Time signature
Save edit 4. Type of text.
4:44.
Project dev combo. Project sample in. Save with the bold button. Cancel button. Back. Okay button. Track new. 1%.
Right, now I already have the tracks inserted. So let's go ahead and insert
Menu. Menu. Media 5.5. Virtual instrument. On the track. New MIDI item. Shift plus enter. Add. Only menu. Track new.
a new MIDI item.
1% alarm. One item. 1% on the title. Item.
All right, so the sound that I'm going for is something like this. Let me see. Just standard right there. All right, so now that I inserted the MIDI item, it says 1% on one item. Let's go into the MIDI item by hitting Control right arrow. All right, Control Alt E. Okay, that puts us in the MIDI editor. Hit Alt 1, and that's piano roll. But let's go ahead and hit F12 before I go further to show you this. That kind of tells you what you can do. For example, grid set to 1 by pressing 1. And I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8. All right, and it continues on. You also have different, for example, S, split notes, join notes, insert note, add edit cursor. If we go with the numpad, you have number 3 here. You can lengthen your notes by 1 unit, grid unit. Up here in the top, what is it? Number 6. Move the notes over. And this is that was 6, sorry. So 6 and 4. That's 6, 4 and 6. And then 7 and 9. And then you can add alt to it. I think you get the picture. You can explore the other commands that are on here. There's more, but that's with the F12.
All
Right, so before we get started, we want to make sure that you have if you don't have a keyboard, you're gonna have to use the F1 through F12 buttons, or if you have a keyboard, you're gonna have your MIDI inputs enabled. So hit the context menu, the apps key.
Context menu, navigate quiz over down arrow, add sub-menu E, navigate sub-menu, options sub-menu O.
Go to options, right arrow.
Together transport the project, transport check test.
Go up.
Customize menu slash full bar dot 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 C, MIDI editor dot 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 F, use all MIDI inputs for step recording check U. Use all MIDI inputs for step recording.
Use all MIDI inputs for step recording. That's the one I have it on.
Use F1-F12 for step recording U.
Use F1, F12 for step recording. You would want that selected if you do not have a keyboard. Therefore, you can use F1 through F12 to input your notes.
Options up and low. Use up and B. Only menus without you.
And before I continue on, I'm going to show you what else we have inside, aside from the piano roll.
Shortcut up. Vocal piano roll.
Piano roll is Alt 1.
Vocal drum map.
Drum map is Alt 2.
Vocal event list.
Event list is Alt 3.
Vocal notation.
Notation is Alt 4. Not sure if that's accessible yet.
New bone show events rectangle left there, normal right there. New bone show events triangle left there, normal right there. New bone show events diamonds left there, normal right there.
I'm continuing on with Alt 5, 6, 7.
Regions cold though, regions 0, after current, regions finishes lane left there, smoothie right there.
Yep, that has nothing to do with this. So get out of that.
Shortcut up. All
right, so let's get started. I'm gonna go to the piano roll, make sure we're there. And we do not get feedback, unfortunately, but you just have to do Alt 1 and rely on Asara. Now we're gonna press 4. So that'll give us the, let's hit F12.
Shortcut up. Record second one slash four.
1/4. So those are
Shortcut
quarter notes. Right, let's go ahead and input those notes. All right, I just basically step recorded that in. Hit W.
One.
Now it's repeating. I don't know how I got. I think there we go. So it stops there. All
One.
right.
Repeat on.
Now we're gonna go ahead and add the clap. So for that, we just have to layer it. So go to the left and right arrows to move between the notes, which actually is by chord.
Beat 2.
So from beat 2, let's go ahead and layer a clap on there. Rewind it, W. All right, so we got that. Now I want to add that. Then I'm going to get out of the MIDI editor so I can see which note it was. I think that one should be it. Open the MIDI editor back up. Alt 1 for the piano roll. This time we're going to hit 8 for 8th notes. And now I'm going to use Control Shift, right and left arrows to move the different positions.
50%.
See how it says 50%? That's because we're on 8th notes now.
B2 0%, 2 notes.
See, B2 0%, 2 notes. It says 2 notes because I guess it was a one shot.
B1 50%.
Oh, actually, never mind, because it has a clap and the kick.
50%. B3 0%, 1 note.
There we go. Yep, that's correct.
0% 2 notes. B1 50%. B2 0% 2 notes.
All right, so let's go ahead and put the what is this? I don't know if that's an open or close hat. I'm not good with that terminology.
50%.
Add another one.
B4. R2 B1 0%.
R1 1 note. All right, I messed up.
B2 3 notes. 3 letter move.
Oh, actually, we can up arrow and down arrow on this chord. Now we fixed that error. So let's go ahead and do this again. 50% here. B2 50%. I'm not sure why I skipped it, but it does sometimes do weird stuff.
B4 0%, 2 notes.
Yeah, it's skipping it.
B1 0.
Ah, and I'm missing the one at B4 50%.
B50%, 1 note. B3 0%, 1 note. B4 0%, 2 notes.
See, it won't go further. So let's go Control Shift Right Arrow.
50%. B1 0%, 1.
There you go. Now let's do 16th notes. I'm gonna hit 6. Now let's show you how the grid looks like. Control Shift Right Arrow.
25%.
50%, where I have the open hat, close hat, whatever that is.
75%.
So it gives you good reference on there. So especially if you want to do like hi-hat rolls. But for this example, we're going to go to beat 4 by hitting control page down.
B2, B3, B4.
Beat 4.
25%. 50%. 1 note. 75%. R2, B1, 0%. R1, 50%. 1 note. 25%.
That's a 25%. From there, we're going to insert this note, a snare. Let's see if that works out good or not. Now let's see if we want to change the velocity a little bit. But remember, when you have layered notes, we're moving by chords with the arrows here, so we can go up and down. So if we want to delete it,
right,
let's put that kick back in there, even though it sounded all right. All right, now we're going to go to the snare.
R2, B1, R1, B4. 75%, 1 note.
All right, so from here, let's hit the
shortcut
help to make sure we're on the right thing. Okay. Let's hope I didn't move the semitone.
25%.
I did it. So, okay. I'm gonna do Alt 7. You can hear it. I'm gonna lower the velocity. I'm gonna raise it up a little bit.
50% windows.
I'm gonna bring that one down a couple little bit.
Let's see what happens. Windows.
You really can't tell too much with the speakers here, but it is messing with it. Let's try a little bit.
Before. 25% windows. Hold them one off. Them one off.
All right.
50% windows. 75%
off. Let's see 0%. I think you get the gist of it pretty much there. So I'm gonna unarm that.
Unarm. Two dimension control 0 items. Three rated control 0 items. Three rated control 0 items.
Actually.
Once for example one item.
Let me turn my repeat off.
Repeat off.
Alright.
Once for example one item.
So let's listen to it now.
Play.
Okay, it stopped there.
Play.
So what I wanna do is I wanna extend it.
Once for example one item.
I'm gonna control right arrow to it. And as pointed out by others, you can of course hit Shift F2 and determine the length of this loop to see how, you know, whether you want 10 bars, 30 bars. But in this case, I'm just going to duplicate it. I'm going to hit Control D like 3 times. All right, I hit Control D 3 times. Rewind. Let's hope it did it right.
Okay.
Okay,
play.
And from here, I want to go over a little bit about, that is what we can, you can consider copying and pasting almost, but I didn't copy it. You can also copy the item and paste it. And now I'm going to loop this. Control shift left bracket on the beginning here.
R2, R3, R4, R5.
Hit bar 5 here. Control shift alt right bracket. Sorry, can't speak today. Then hit repeat on.
Repeat on, R1.
Just to save you time, I'm going to go to bar 3.
Bar 2, bar 3. Play.
Now it's going to be repeating indefinitely, but the problem that people get confused because they learn about repeating with control shift right bracket and control shift left bracket, but that to me is more for building an instrumental. If you were like, let's say if you were in step recording and you were just building the instrumental, you can add to it. So that's really what looping really is. It's going to repeat that section over and over and over. But what many people ask, they ask, well, I want it to loop for a certain amount of bars. Really what you want to do is you want to lengthen the item or you want to basically copy and paste it. So I think that's why people get confused and get mixed results with Reaper. So let's unarm here.
Once we're
let's go to this piano and I'll demonstrate. Let me make sure it's on MIDI overdub. Hit the apps key. Okay, it's MIDI overdub already. Let's go. So I'm gonna add a little. Oh, didn't arm it. You arm with F7. And I messed up. Let's do that again. All right, now it's repeating on its own. And I'm gonna
stop.
I could continue it on, but if you do, it'll just, but I'm gonna just stop and do it again, watch.
Wait.
Now I'm recording. Alright, and it's continuing, now I can add the bottom part. Just random notes. And that's how you can kind of build up tracks, you'll hear it coming in. But I did not like it, obviously I didn't plan that one out. And I'm gonna have to probably quantize it. Alright, unarm it.
Unarm.
And it won't be a 90s tune without this. Alright, yeah, that was unnecessary. But I hope that helped out. And yeah, sorry, it was a little bit rough there. Cancel.